Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And seeing as it's Pancake Day, Tony.
Yes.
I thought we'd start with a suitable band. I wonder how many other people are bright enough to actually do this. This is a Pancake Day Punky Radio special, and this is the Mardi Gras Bombers. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mardi Gras Bombers and a track called Girl X. That's from their... I don't think it's a new single. I think it's a new album that's out now on STP Records. Thanks very much to Stuart for sending that through. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace? I'm sorry, what is the Mardi Gras Bombers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Mardi Gras Bombers?
No, it's MySpace.com/The Mardi Gras Bombers. Paulie B in the Internet 1, Tony Neil. If you are a first time listener to the show and you're wondering why we mentioned MySpace, it's still the best way to get in touch with bands and to hear their music, isn't it? There's all, I mean, a lot of them got Facebook pages now, but actually most of the music settings on them are their MySpace that's now attached to the Facebook. So you might as well go straight to the MySpace and listen to it. And that's what I'm sticking to. So fuck you. Right.
Nice.
I've got loads of additional material this week, Dan. It is pancake day. Have you made any pancakes?
No.
I don't even like it.
Nah.
No, I'd probably be honest with you. They do absolutely nothing for me whatsoever. But I do think we're the ideal people to do a pancake day special. Do you know why?
Why that?
Pair of tossers.
Nice.
Now, I've got a word of the week, Tony. We haven't had one of these in a while. If you have a word of the week, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week. That's what Insane Star did.
Ooh.
And here goes from Insane Star. I'm still waiting on the knickers, by the way. We're going to let that go for the time being. As I recall, Swearesperanto, which is our word of the week, was created to say unpleasant things in a more polite way. And while on a recent visit to London, me and a friend came up with the very twee phrase, pop and hop, after a bloke farted in my face shortly before departing the bus. I didn't realise what happened at first till I turned to my friend and she gave me a shocked look to confirm that he had just floated an air biscuit in my face then left the scene of the crime. I guess someone could pop and hop on any type of public transport, not just buses. Tony, I have been guilty of popping and hopping myself.
Yes.
I will hold on to one till just before I'm about to get off, let rip and leave everyone a little present. Now, what she also says is, while on the same trip, another friend gave me another new phrase. He just bought himself a curry after a night in the pub when he said, pop a bog roll in the fridge, there's going to be firea in the morning. Okay, maybe an old phrase, but it's the first I've heard of it. Keep up the great work, boys, Insane Star. P.S. Was it on Punky that I first heard Paris and the Hiltons? If so, love them, Insane Star. Yes, and if you remember Insane Star, when I played Paris and the Hiltons, I believe I said, I think Insane Star's going to like this. So that would indeed be the giveaway. Now, I've got some jokes and poems for you as well, but I'm going to save them for later on in the show. I might do a couple of jokes in the next bit, or I might do the poems in the next bit, but I want to get on with the next song. Is that all right?
That's fine.
That's all right. Okay, this is one of the tracks that's come through this week from Music Submit. In fact, it's the only one from Music Submit this week. And it's a band called Voice of Addiction, Tony.
Okay.
They've got a new album out called, Reduce, Be Something, Resist. You'd think I'd know by now, wouldn't you? It's a great album, and they sent me it through. These are the massive files. I'm going to find out what it is, because I've left myself down here. I know where it is. I've got it close to hand, I think. Where am I now? What am I doing? Here we go. Are we in the right place? Are we? Yes, we are. It's called Reduce, Reuse, Resist. My apologies, Voice of Addiction, for not having that information close to hand. It rocks, Tom.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is their website?
Voiceofaddiction.com.
It is. It's Tony One, probably being the Internet One. This is Bombs Away.
then I'll tear down all his walls. My name gets up, what don't, my heart has been ignored. And we look up to the skies, and we finally realize no more, no more.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Hey, I've got a new bed for you next week, by the way. Quite exciting. It's actually a band we're playing on the show this week, but they provide us with a bed for next week and future. Why I bother telling you this, I don't know. It just goes in one ear and out of the other, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly. So, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I have one. I have one. We have not much activity this week on the Facebook page or the Googleness page.
Well, in that case, then, make sure you read it very well.
Okay. Also, don't forget, please do leave us a comment on our Facebook wall. Easiest way to do this, go to Punky Radio, go to Facebook.com and search for Punky Radio. It's a radio station page that comes up.
Just Facebook.com/Punky Radio, mate.
Of course it is. I keep forgetting that.
You keep forgetting that?
I do keep forgetting
that. It's because you've got your little script programmed into your head and you haven't edited it yet. Have a practice now.
Please go to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. It's quite nice.
It's in there now. You'll keep that now. You'll keep that information.
That's in
there. I know how you work. You've rebooted.
So much going on. Fine. Yes. That's fine. And like our page and leave us a comment on our wall. And turn to the our Google Plus page, which is gplus.to/punkyradio. I know that one.
So you've got that one?
Yeah, that one's in. That's in the bank. I know that one. That's fine. We've had one comment this week on our Facebook wall.
You've got one comment this week. Tell us, I think we're making this show just for us.
And it's Fat Boy again.
Oh, is it?
Every week. But thanks, Fat Boy, for leaving a message. Who says, apparently the new Punky is out. Imaginatively titled Valentine's Special. I wonder if Paul and Manny have a snog. We didn't. But thanks for leaving a comment on our wall.
Yeah, thank you very much for at least fucking trying.
Yes.
No, we get loads of things from all other people and all that sort of thing, as I will demonstrate now. Because what I have for you, because I've been, after saying I don't have many jokes and poems, I've been inundated this week. We'll do Poetry Corner in this bit, then I'll get on with the next song, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this week we've got not one but two poems for Poetry Corner. If you have a poem you'd like to send me in, do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner. This came through from Green Dave from Hull. Goopa Goopa. Hello, Paul and Tony. I've been meaning to send you this for a while, so wrap your lips around this mighty berserker of poetry excellence and let your ears swallow its creamy goodness. There you go. I sit there with my face looking pensive. My heart beats and I feel apprehensive. Then as I sit there, I scream and shout. There is a banging on the door to find out what all the noise is about. I call out, it isn't me, it's my poo. For last night, I had a vindaloo. Oh, will I never learn? That spicy treat will always burn. It truly is my greatest desire to never again have a burning ring of fire. Nice. And he finishes up by going, let's see the female finger of full and beat that. Well, Green Day from Hull, let's see if she can, because she's back after a week's absence. And she did apologise, actually. She said, sorry, I have Valentine's off. This, of course, is from Joni H. Chiz, who this week is the Plumpton Pussy Plucker.
Wow.
Fine podcast wizards of whom I've grown fond, two big fish in your magic punky pond. Thanks for the tracks. Now please turn your backs as you get back to buffing your wand. She's moving around the country licking women one city at a time, Tony. That's a quote direct from me. I'm pushing all my information back this week. Made a bit of a fudge of it. So I'm going to get on with the next song. This is from The Vault, Tony.
Okay.
It's brought to my attention simply by me opening the Punky Radio CD cupboard and all the CDs falling out.
Nice.
As I went through them to put them back, I think I was drunk. As I went through them to put them back in, I got this out. Do you remember Dead by Gun?
Yeah, they're from Finland or Norway.
We did mention them the other week. Finland, yeah. And they gave us we interviewed them, didn't we? On
the Mansfield 103.
On Mansfield 1 o'clock, yeah. On the old brilliant Punk and Disorderly show, they came into the studio courtesy of Baz Barrett, as I recall. Great bunch of blokes, brilliant band, and I can't hear any more about them. Oh, I can't find out any more about them. I wonder whether they split up. They don't appear to have a website or a MySpace or anything. So, This really is from the vault. This is one of those, just enjoy it. So we can't even have a little competition on this. There's just nothing going on. But it's a great song. It was the first track off this EP. If you can track it down, the EP's called Six Shooter. It's absolutely brilliant. If you've got any information about Dead by Gun, do let me know, because I can't find out about them. This is I'm Coming Home.
Joe.
That was Dead by Gun and I'm Coming Home, Tony.
Cool.
It's a great song, isn't it? It's a great EP, actually. If you can get hold of it, do. It's absolutely brilliant. You listen to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Thank you very much.
Now then, did you do anything last week?
I had a nice treat for my birthday.
I was going to say, I'll give you a clue. It was your birthday. What did you get up to?
It was a long time ago. We went... chilled out, had the day off work, so did very little for the first half of the day, then went to Yo Sushi for some food, and then went to watch the Muppets, then followed by some champagne back at the flat. It was a very nice, good day. I enjoyed the Muppets. We both really enjoyed it, but I've heard some people didn't really like it. But no, it's, I think it's a cracking film, but I don't know if it's just the nostalgia thing or not, I'm not sure.
So do you think that some people might actually have been me?
No, not just you, some other people as well. My friend's daughter thought it was boring as well.
I thought it was going to be better than it was, because I went last Thursday with my nephews. And it's the first time that I've been their guardian. It's the first time they've been allowed out just with me. And I'll be honest with you, I was terrified. They were fine about it. But it's possible I didn't enjoy the film that much, because I was worried that little Matthew, about 45 minutes in, he obviously needed the toilet, but he didn't want to miss any of the film, so he sat there wriggling for the next hour. And I was going, Matthew, you need a toilet? No, it's fine. No, it's all right. He just didn't want to miss any of the film, it turns out. Shot to the bog after the film. It was really funny. I thought the little Toy Story cartoon was great. And there were some good bits in the Muppets thing. I just didn't think it was great. So, yeah. So, what else? Anything else? What else?
Did that with it. Then food, film, booze. that was basically it. But it was a good relaxing day. And then at the weekend, thought we'd tag the house. Thought we'd find some asbestos. Got the fuck out of Dodge. And that's where we are now.
So, why don't I tell you what I did, Tony?
Okay.
I did the Comedy Cafe in London. Now, the last time I was there, I had a nightmare. It was two of the worst gigs I've done in years. Anyway, I'm not saying it was a direct result of that, but they have now moved venue.
Oh, right.
Or rather, they've moved upstairs to this other room. It's a beautiful room where they moved to, and it's much better. It's easier to have a good time with the audience. The audience are more comfortable. It's just a better gig, basically, and it was really good fun both nights. And hello to Fredrik Andersson, who is a Swedish comic I've never seen before, who was absolutely brilliant, and he's got some very, very dark lines indeed for a young man. I was quite appalled with him. But anyway, both nights, really, really good fun. Then on, I got back, it's an 8 o'clock start as well, so I got back early. I was comparing, but I was still home by 11:30 on the Saturday night, and I was bored, Tony.
Okay.
And when I'm bored, I phone up my mate Steve.
Nice.
I said, Steve, do you fancy a late one? And he went, yeah. So I went over to Steve's pub, got there just after midnight. Well, we were still drinking at 5 o'clock, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah, just us two. There'd been some other people there, but they'd all gone. It was just me and Steve. It was very, very funny. And so that was my weekend, basically. I've got slightly more interesting things to do this week, I think, but I can't think exactly what they are now. Now, I'm going to tell you about the next song, Tom.
Okay.
In fact, yes, I am. Am I? No, I'm telling you about the next two songs.
Yes.
Now, because the next two songs that come through this week from a band who will be providing beds from next week, a band called Desoros, who you probably haven't heard of before. I hadn't, but Reverend Beatman is the drummer in them, and they're a weird sort of, well, I'll tell you, I did a Facebook status that I'll just read out now to you, that said, and I quote, where are we here, I've just had the new album from the Zorros, Desoros, via Voodoo Rhythm Records, sent through to the Punky Radio PO box, and it's quite simply the best instrumental album I've ever heard. If Swiss garage punk, space age 60s, Farfisa organ, primal howling, elevator straight to hell music is your bag, have I got an album for you. Ooh. And I am. Absolutely brilliant, mate. I love this. But as I say, it's mostly instrumental. So what I've done is I've picked out the two tracks of it that have got some vocal on them, and we're going to play them both in a row now, and then from next week you'll be hearing instrumental tracks, because this is just the kind of thing you want in the background at a party. People will be going, what on earth is this? What I want to know is, Tony, what is Desoros' Facebook page?
facebook.com/Desoros.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Listen out for Zorros in Africa. This is Goodbye Baby. Goodbye, baby. Baby, goodbye. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing that. Seems to me to say, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zorro's In Africa. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I've been enjoying it. It's been on the stereo pretty much all day, actually. Now, seeing as I've already asked you what their website is, I'll ask you their label's website. What is the website for Voodoo Rhythm Records?
VoodooRhythmRecords.com.
No, voodoorhythm.com. Haha, the games I play. Probably be on the internet too, Tony too. Have I just said you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us?
Yes.
I have. Well, I've said it twice now. And hello to Jeff Uglyshoes, who's back in touch. And there's an outside chance that I might be seeing him in Vegas in about a month's time. That's quite exciting.
Oh, nice.
Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
And something else as well.
And something else?
Yep, but first up, 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. Do check it out. If you can, I'm doing Friday to Saturday's gigs, as per usual, but there's something on most nights. This Friday, 24th of Feb, Eva Abram Band, The Dublo, Zygoco, Junkyard Choir.
Zygoco, Tony, probably.
Zygoco, yes. That makes much more sense.
Oh, how's it spelled, sorry?
Zygler.
No, you're probably right. Zygoco, sorry.
Junkyard Choir and The Call Up. It's a Juanita Moonshine promotion this night.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Sounds totally exciting.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Viva Las Vegas, The Space Wasters, Jack, and more to be announced. It's a London call-in night, so stamp of approval.
I just like the sound of that already.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas and The Space Wasters. They're the kind of bands that if I just saw them on a poster, I'd nip into a venue to find out what they were like.
How much do you think you'd have to pay to get into that venue?
That's a call-in, mate. £6.
It is, yeah. Finally, Sunday night, it's the Ian Dearlove Band and Autumn Wells and The Fuji. It's the Ian Dearlove Band play acoustic rock and folk songs with a subtle political edge. So that's what that's all about.
Right.
So, for acoustic stuff, how much do you think it is?
Well, I'd pay fuck all.
Exactly.
I'm going £6.
£3.
Oh! It's halfway between what it normally is and what I would pay, so I'm having that. Fair enough. Check it out. It's only £3. If you're in London on Sunday, visit Denmark Street, 12 bars, a bit of a classic venue. Yeah.
I've got some more. Green Day's been in touch again.
Oh, right.
Who says, hello, Tony and Paul. Great job on the beds. Thank you very much. I have some gigs for you. Thursday 23rd, the Welly Warmer at the Ringside with Tomorrow We Radio, Gratitude and more. Starts at 7 p.m. and is progressive / hardcore. It's £3, that one. Saturday 25th, The Valkyrian Music Birthday Bash at Hollywood and Vine with Pastel Jack, 13, Infernal Creation, Northern Oak, Sea of Giants, The Colour Line, Entity and many more. Starts at 12 and is alternative rock / hardcore / metal and many other styles for the low price of sweet bugger all.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. The Ringside is 147 Bev Road and Hollywood and Vine is 386 Bev Road, both in Hull.
And I can recommend Beverly Road as a night out.
There you go. Thanks for that, Green Dave. Keep them coming if you have any more to announce.
Thanks very much, Green Dave. You're a busy lad this week. So, Tony, that concludes
Tony's International Geek Guide.
12 bar stuff in Hull.
Yeah. In Hull.
Yeah.
Tykes. Right. Next track, Tony.
Okay.
Band called Standing Shadows. They've come through from Music Clout, who was the reason I was getting confused with Music Submit the other week. There is a Music Clout. I'm not going mad. Music Clout, every once in a while, tailor 6 or 7 bands that they think might be good for Punky and send us through a list so I can just listen through to 6 or 7 different bands that they think we might like rather than everything they bring out. They're absolutely great.
Nice.
And of the 6 they brought through this time, we played one of them before. We played Rebel Inc. before, but these ones I really, really like, so we're going to play it now. Band called Standing Shadows. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
standingshadows.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B the Internet 2. This is Freak Show. We'll be right back.
click.
You're listening to Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, have you got any plans this week?
Yes.
Cripes!
I know. You're surprised. I'm surprised. Tomorrow night, funny enough, when we talk about curry, we're going to go for a curry. It's Mario's birthday. He's 30 this week. Mario's...
Oh, you lot are all getting old. I remember him being less.
Well less. Yeah.
Well less,
well
yeah.
Less. So going to get a curry with him tomorrow. And then Thursday night, it's the first alcohol practice featuring Mario on drums.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. So, yeah, the first band practice in about 2 years, I think, something like that for me. So that's Thursday. Wow. And then the weekend, we might be trying to go away somewhere, but mainly it's, yeah, curry and then band stuff. So
curry and band?
Yeah.
Will you be destroying any of your house this week?
I don't know. We might have tackled the asbestos that probably actually isn't asbestos. So we might try and tackle that again. Because we've had word that it's not asbestos, so we can tack it now.
It's overrated anyway. I don't know what the fuss is about, really. I've only got 2 gigs this week. I should have 3.
Okay.
I'm in Cardiff doing Jongleurs on Friday night. And I was supposed to be there on Saturday night as well, but they've cancelled the show because there's a big sporting event. But Wales are playing England at Twickenham, so I don't really understand what else is on. But anyway, it's cancelled. So I'm at a loose end on Saturday night in the West Country / Wales / South West. So if you've got any ideas of anything I should do in the West Country on Saturday night, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll take you very seriously. On Sunday night, I'm going all the way down to Cornwall to a gig in Truro. Now, I'm afraid I don't have any more information about the gig than that, only that it's in Truro.
No.
So okay. I can't help you there. So sorry that I'm a bit brief with all that. But what I have not done yet this week, Tony, is give you the comedy suburbs. Now,
Yeah, true.
I've had a few. If you have a joke you'd like me to read out on the show, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email comedy suburbs. First up, from Murphy the Yeti. That kid is clever. He's got more brains than Kurt Cobain's wall.
Nice.
Is it too soon to make jokes? Murphy the Yeti. Yeah, I had to read it twice. I went, oh, that's out of order. And then I thought, oh, come on, Paul. 20 years ago. All right, as next up, this is from Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off, in the Congo. My girlfriend has left me. She said to get her something black and lacy for Valentine's Day, so I got her football boots.
Nice.
We've also had something else from Insane Star. I was having loads of jokes this week. It says, I don't use MySpace, the Book of Face, or Google Plus, so I guess I'll just have to email messages instead of using crappy old Podcast Alley. Well, yeah, email's fine, Insane Star. Hmm. You could also send me some used knickers at some point. You know, how long has it been?
It's been a couple of years now, surely.
Is it really that long? I'm pathetic, aren't I? Right, anyway, so she goes, so here's a little joke for you. A guy walked up to a girl at a bar and says, I'm so horny, I'll fuck you in my bedroom, living room, kitchen and dining room. She was very disappointed when they got back to his caravan. Keep it up, boys. Insane stuff. Now, here's yet more. Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah. God, there's loads of these. So, I've got loads here. So, I'll tell you what. I'm going to save these for next week.
Okay. Cool.
Right. I'm going to save a couple of jokes for next week. Because I've got another load. I've had loads this week. I really enjoy you sending them through. Please, don't stop sending these things through. But I'll do the rest on next week's show. Because I want to get on with the next track, because let's face it, we haven't got all night. I know you've been listening to various punk and garage and weird instrumentals and rock and whatever this week. I think it's time to freak out a little bit. In fact, get your freak on, sit back with a herbal cigarette and enjoy something I'm about to play for you now, Tony. I'll tell you all about it afterwards, but right now, let's get psychedelic, Danish style. This is Baby Woodrow's Nothing Is Real.
Money is my god, and no bones.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thanks very much.
I saw an interesting photo this week on Facebook. My mate Colin is in the drummer in a band called Black Cat Boppers that we've played on the show before. And they keep getting booked to play these showbiz parties, right? And I'm not sure exactly why he was standing with the people he was with, but he was there, but it was him and Damon Albarn from Blur and Paul Simonon, formerly of The Clash, who's now in Damon Albarn's band The Good, The Bad and The Queen, and Johnny Bowler, who used to be in Get Smart, who was the band that Black Cat Boppers came from, and is, of course, in Guana Bats as well. And it was just a brilliant picture. Anyway, just an aside. That single is out now, I think. Best thing to do is go via Bad Afro Records. If you just type in Bad Afro Records into the net, you'll find them. What I want to know, though, Tony, is what is Baby Woodrose's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BabyWoodrose.
It is, which makes it Tony 4 for the internet too, doesn't it?
I think so.
You've won, mate. Or have you?
What is it, 4-2? Is it not 3-2?
I think it's 4-2, isn't it?
Unless you're counting Desires twice.
No,
Dead
I did.
Dead by Gun didn't
have one. Yeah, because I did Voodoo with them as well, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's 4-2, man. It's 4-2. Okay. Right. Have you got a twat?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Thank you all for your twats this week. I've had a couple of these, so thank you all who sent them through. Still need more. I'm not bragging. I'm not quite surfing on my tsunami of twats just yet. So please do email me through. tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for nomination. It's that simple. So email me now. All twats received with thanks.
I love is a twat.
Me too. This is a good one this week.
Excellent.
Made me quite angry. It's from Aubrey. I think it's probably the same Aubrey with the Uncle Randy.
I would think so.
He must find a lot of twat in his days.
He's got an angry life.
Yeah. And he says, "Hey guys, I found a twat for you. A few weeks ago, my band played a show at a local bar called Haley's. The owner of the joint was a complete kook. She'd forgotten that she'd booked the show until we called her the day before to confirm the details. After that was sorted out, we played the show because she promised cash. Well, she lied. She then tried to steal our door money and the cash we made from our merchandise sales. She kicked my sister out because she was the one who caught her stealing the cash. Plus, on top of all that, there were no drinks for the band. We won't play there again."
Quite right.
So Haley's Bar in Everett, Washington is a twat.
Well, quite right. Absolutely.
Bitch.
People like that make me really angry.
Yeah.
It's just like, you go into a lot of trouble, don't you? And then they just take the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the arse.
Absolutely right. Come on, let's do this properly.
So Haley from Haley's Bar in Everett, Washington
is a twat. Yeah, take that, Haley, and fuck off.
Bastard.
Right. One last track this week. Now, you know how at the start we played a band called the Mardi Gras Bombers?
Yes.
Because it's Pancake Day and that.
Yes.
I thought we'd play them again at the end of the show, because then we've got that bit of symmetry going on, because we played two Desiros in the middle.
Yeah.
So we're going to play another Mardi Gras Bombers track now. Again, these are via STP Records. Do check them out. There's absolutely no point on saying, oh, I'll tell you what, for 2 points, what is the Mardi Gras Bombers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMardiGrasBombers.
You remembered, yeah, well done. Which makes it Tony 6, Paulie the Internet 2. What a thrashing this week. I was hoping you'd fuck it up, really. Now, there's quite a long intro at the start of this song, but I want you to hear it. I want you to sit through it before it gets going, because it is worth it. And because it fits in with everything. I didn't want to cut it down. I didn't want to do a sort of radio edit on it. I wanted you to hear the whole thing. So here goes. This is it. This is the Mardi Gras Bombers and Alien Heat. We'll be right back.
steps. Damn if I know.
That was the Mardi Gras Bombers, Tony. Hope you think it was worth hearing the intro.
It was.
It was, that's about it. Do you want to just remind people what we'd like them to do this week?
Yep, first and foremost, if you could do, please leave us an iTunes review. Easy to do so. Takes but a moment and it's free. Please do that. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. It's all free. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. I'm going to read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email through your review to tony@punkyradio.com and we'll feature it on the show.
Yes, well done. Also, there's some internet stations that we would like you to listen to. You may be listening to this right now on an internet radio station, in which case, excuse us while we list you, but they are, Tony.
They are Hussieskunk at hussieskunk.com, HussieskunK.com. We're on 3 times a week. We're on the Internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights. And Padunk, we're on Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Monday afternoons, 4 p.m. Central Time.
They are three great stations that we are proud to be a part of. Do check them out if you get the chance. Tony would like your twats, I would like your jokes and poems. I might see one or two of you either in Cardiff or somewhere in the West Country or in Truro on Saturday. Tony is going to have a curry and a band practice. Everything's going to be great. Life is sweet. Next week I've got massive news, and next week as well we have got a brilliant show of bands. It's looking quite garagey, I'll tell you that in advance. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Bunch of guns, yeah.